recent study by the Louisiana Budget Project gives a snapshot of the state's economy from the perspective of the workers themselves. The report, entitled The State of Working Louisiana, found that although worker productivity is at an all-time high, wages are stagnant and have shown a net increase of only 1% over the last 30 years. The study also found that unemployment in the state is creeping upward. I spoke with David Gray, one of the authors of the study, about the findings. The report says part of the reason wages are falling is because manufacturing is down 10% since the recession. But we're always hearing about new industrial growth coming to the state. What kinds of companies are moving in, and why are they not helping wages rise?
The fact of the matter is that the manufacturing sector took a huge hit following the Great Recession, and the gains that we've seen today in manufacturing haven't been enough to completely replace all the losses that we've experienced since 2007. And as we look into the future and look at our future projections, manufacturing will grow, but the largest areas of growth are going to be, unfortunately, in low-wage industries such as retail and tourism. And so it's those trends that are keeping overall wages in Louisiana low.
Louisiana Economic Development Secretary Stephen Murray does not necessarily dispute your numbers, but he walks away with quite a different understanding of them. He says the state has created 3 jobs in the private sector for every 1 that's been eliminated in the public sector, that wages in Louisiana have held up better than those nationally, and that overall the state has weathered the downturn better than compared to the national average. Can the opposing stories of these numbers be reconciled in any way?
I think they can. And the unfortunate reality is that Louisiana lost a lot of jobs after the hurricanes and during the recession. And we need to create a lot more jobs in the future to keep our unemployment rate low. Well, you know, one of the findings in the report showed that we're still 150,000 jobs shy of where we need to be in order to return to our pre-hurricane unemployment rates. What that means is that we need to create 4,000 jobs every month for the next 3 years. And unfortunately, we've only been able to create about 2,000 jobs every month. It's not as much that we aren't creating jobs, it's that we aren't creating jobs fast enough. You have more Louisianans who are migrating back to Louisiana or migrating to Louisiana for the first time because cities like New Orleans and Baton Rouge and Lafayette are ranking really high on different indicators for social entrepreneurship. So as a result of the growth in your working age population, we're starting to experience issues with higher rates of unemployment.
It seems as though the Louisiana Budget Project is typically anti-tax credits, but you recommend increasing a couple in your policy prescriptions. Can you tell us a little bit about that stance?
Right. So there are some credits that are particularly good and that have been proven effective at lifting people out of poverty. So some that we talk about in the report are the Earned Income Tax Credit and Child Readiness Tax Credits. The Earned Income Tax Credit has been proven time and time again to not only lift families up out of poverty, but also give them a better chance at educational attainment, give them a better chance at being able to access healthy food. So there's a whole host of social and economic consequences that come along with increasing that credit that have a real impact on the lives of low-wage workers. The Child Readiness Tax Credit is kind of along a similar line. Studies have shown time and time again that the greater level of your educational attainment, the more money you can expect to make.
Where do you see Louisiana 20 or 50 years down the road?
Right. Well, one thing that we talk about in the report that is a major issue is this notion of a lost decade. And basically, it's what you've seen in the last decade where workers have become more and more productive, but their income and their earnings isn't reflecting the increase in productivity. And unfortunately, if this problem's allowed to fester, then we'll have many more lost decades where workers will continue to produce more and do more, but their earnings won't reflect their productivity. So it's critically important for the health of our economy and for the lives of our workers that they are properly compensated for the work that they perform.
That was David Gray with the Louisiana Budget Project on their recent study on the state of workers in Louisiana.